Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wait, are you gaming? On a Chromebook?
Yep, it's got a high-res 120Hz display, plus this killer RGB keyboard, and I can access thousands of games anytime, anywhere.
Stop playing.
What?
Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah, I want you to stop playing and get out of here so I can game on that Chromebook.
Got it.
Go ahead, break it down. Discover the ultimate cloud gaming machine, a new kind of Chromebook.
Hey everybody, Scott Johnson here with another episode of The Diary of a Cartoonist. I'm in front of the mic now, not outside with a phone, recording my conversation with a dog hanging around. No, that's right, I made it professional. I'm in here sitting in a chair, talking directly to a microphone. A large, impressive, ominous microphone. Anyway, real quick, I felt the need to get this off my chest, or at least to talk about it, and I don't know. Twitter was a terrible place to sort of start this conversation, despite the fact that I think I had some pretty productive conversations with a few people about this subject. But as many of you know, I'm a huge video game lover. I've been playing games my whole life. And recently it was announced by Steam, Valve Corporation, that they would no longer be super curate-y when it came to the Steam ecosystem. In other words, they would no longer be the ones that would determine what is or isn't offensive material. They basically came out with a pretty blanket statement saying, yeah, we're going to let you decide what to buy and what to do. You'll get to decide whether a game's right for you. And, you know, we'll stop banning like nudie anime games or whatever it was they were doing recently. They got them in some hot water and we'll let you guys decide. And, the only thing they said was the only stuff we won't allow is anything that is illegal or anything that is trolly. And I'm here to ask the question that they have not answered, which is, please, could you please define both of those categories? What is illegal? What is trolly? Who's determining that? Like, what does that even mean? It's the most like loose definition of how they're going to run things that I think they could have possibly given us. And so I don't like that. And I made that known on social media and people took me to task saying, well, I don't want them to tell me what I can or can't get. I want to get what I want and curate my own experience there. And on that level, I don't disagree with them. If there's a game you don't want or don't care about or don't want to even look at, you don't have to, although the current store isn't really great at letting you, you know, establish your own sort of viewing experience. But Let's say it gets flooded with a whole bunch of nudie games and you're not into that. Well, hopefully the service moving forward, and they did allude to this in their statement, that they would make it possible for players like you and me to avoid what we want to avoid and only see what we want to see. That's cool, because I would rather not log in and go, oh, here's the new Assassin's Creed right next to Anime Babes Gone Wild, right next to Fez, which is on sale, right next to, hey, here's a game about furries doing it or whatever. No offense to furries. Do what you want to do. My point is, if that's not the experience I want, it'd be nice if I could kind of tailor that. So on that level, I agree with them. I'm generally a pretty libertarian thinker when it comes to content, consumer choice, free markets, that sort of stuff. Typically what people will use their wallet for is what determines how things shake out, right? So if somebody doesn't, if we don't like a thing on a collective level, we'll just stop buying it. And it will, we'll either have supply, we'll have a supply and demand kind of situation. If we want what they're giving us, then we'll pay for it. If we don't, we won't. So that's still my mindset. Where I'm having a problem is two things. First, they will not, I need them to define illegal and define trolley. Trolley is the most subjective thing I've ever heard. So one person's trolling could be another person's fantastic game. You could argue that the entirety of GTA 5, that is to say its story, its world, its tone, its attitude, given how satirical it is nothing but a giant troll job, an extremely well-made, expensive AAA troll job, but a troll game nonetheless. Like, it's literally trolling every stereotype I can think of when it comes to West Coast lifestyle, stereotypes. Like, it's kind of insane that way. The GTA series has always been famous for that. That's what they do, right? It's great satire. Is that trolling? Well, if not, then where's the line? Like, what do you mean? Like, what is trolling? So that's number one. The legal thing is even more nebulous to me, because let's say, this is an extreme example. I used part of this on another show. I apologize if you're hearing it twice, but I think this works. One of the more recent controversial things that happened on Steam was they had that school shooting simulator thing that really freaked a bunch of people out, and so Steam pulled it, which is all probably leading up to this new decision of theirs. And while I find that extremely distasteful, I don't know, what is its legal status? Like, putting you in the role of somebody with a gun rampaging through a school and shooting people, it could not be in worse taste, in my opinion. But is that illegal? I don't know if that's legal or not. I don't think it is illegal. If it was illegal, they would have arrested the developers, not just taken their game off the store. So there's no law against any of that. You could go to Steam and say, all right, using the Unreal 4 engine, we're going to make a 3D hyper-realistic simulator for people who like to creepily drive around a school in a van and kidnap kids. Or you could say, I'm going to make a top-down 8-bit version of that same concept. And because that one's a more stylized, cartoony, pixelated thing, maybe that has less sinister implications than the more realistic one. Well, I still don't think there's a legal definition that says there's any difference. Nor do I think either of those examples, while abhorrent, while something I would hate to see on a service, I don't think either of those things are illegal. If you wanted to make an SNES-style top-down simulator where, you know, the goal, just imagine the mechanics. You're riding around in a van, you find a kid walking on his own, you figure out a way to kidnap him. There's a stealth mechanic, so you do it so the teachers and the school guards and everybody else doesn't see it happen. You get him in the van, you get a bunch of points for that, and you drive him off the screen, and then bling, 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 you get a bunch of coins, and then you come back and you do it all over again. What your horrendous character does with these victims isn't shown, but you get my point. That's, as far as I know, that activity in real life is horribly illegal. In video game form, I don't think it is. Which leads me to my point. All right, all of that, I don't think that's that extreme. I could see somebody doing this. That school simulator's shooting simulator is not that far a stone's throw from what I'm describing. So someone makes these games, right? They're looking for a place for them. Steam is the de facto leader in PC game distribution. Whether they like it or not, whether we like it or not, they are in a leadership position on that platform and have reached beyond that platform in terms of influence. Now, for Steam and Valve to just kind of wash their hands of it and go, nah, we don't know what's good or bad, we'll just let you pick, is, on the one hand, like I say, I like the idea of user freedom, but on the other hand, they have an opportunity here to take a stance where they can be a leader in certain specific ways. If they're going to go, hey, I don't know about your kids kidnapping simulator, whatever, it's not, I mean, we don't, who are we to tell you that's no good? That feels like a leadership cop-out to me. Like, have a standard. This isn't the government. We can't look at them and go, oh, well, if they censor anything, then it's an abuse of their power and they shouldn't get my tax money. If you don't like that they're banning games about kidnapping kids or shooting up schools, then I guess you don't use Steam anymore. Go someplace else for your games. But I think they had an opportunity here to lead in ways that are meaningful for the betterment of things, not to just sort of give up and go, well, gamers, what are you going to do? They like some weird stuff. Who are we to say? I know there's a lot of nebulous stuff in there, right? There's like zero problem with like nudie anime games, which before this point they've been banning. Fine, whatever. Put them where I don't need to go to them. Like, it's the part of the bookstore you don't want to walk through the beads. Like, whatever. Like, I don't care about that stuff. I know that, and again, somebody may be more offended by that than they are the school shooting simulator, although I don't know why you would be, but I know that what I'm saying is I know there are levels of offense people can take and levels of freak out that any of these options might take the form of. Like, I totally understand that. But I do feel like there are probably, forget about what's legal. Think of things that are like, all right, if it's a game about simulating kidnapping children with all that that implies, I keep using this example as if it's real. It's, as far as I know, it doesn't exist. I'm giving you a real world example of something that might work, okay, or might be part of this. If you're going to let them have that on your service, what are you saying about your service? Like, if I had a house and I'm like, I'm going to open it up so people can come in here and be themselves. So come on in and have a seat, use my couch and stand on this thing and use this and all this. If I start letting somebody just come in who wants to just take a dump on a chair and leave it there, why? Why would I want to do that? And in Valve's case, it's even more so this way because they're not a publicly traded company. They're a private company owned privately without any public shares being traded. So you don't even have that angle where you could say, well, the shareholders want them to open up the floodgates and get his, whatever. Like, have some standards is all I'm saying. Because if you don't think they're going to go to these extremes right now, I guarantee they will. Somebody's going to download RPG Maker, and 4 days later, you're going to have, you know, a rape sim nobody wants. Yet you're going to be beholden to those guys? Is that the trolling part? Is that you saying, well, we can tell when we're being trolled when the people are trying to jam this stuff in here? I'm just saying you've opened yourselves up for all kinds of problems because there's so much subjectivity in what they've established. And it bums me out. Leadership means making decisions. Sometimes they're hard. But just going, meh, what are you going to do? I don't know, these gamers and all. I mean, we'll see how it works out. It may be no different to me because in the end, I know what I want on Steam. And I'll probably be able to keep getting all the RPGs I want and all the cool action games and driving games I like and platformers and indie games. That's all going to still happen and flow at a good rate. But they're going to have to decide where they're going to put all this other stuff. And then how are you, if you say you're not policing at all, what is that then? What is that? What is Steam then? If you don't police anything, if anybody can just come in and go, yeah, here's a game where you bludgeon old people with a hammer for fun, it's first person and it's super bloody or whatever it is. This is a bad example because there's lots of games with lots of weird violence in them. I understand that. But this is actually my point. So anyway, I'd love your feedback, scott@frogpants.com, because I'm very curious where other people's heads are at on this thing. The entire thing just gives me like a massive headache. And I just think that there was a chance here to do something better. And they didn't do something better. So whatever. I'm not here to say what they should do with their service. I guess neither are you, but I am here to say we should talk about it because that's our job, is to come together as friends and figure some of this stuff out on our own, I guess. That's going to do it. We'll be back with another diary soon. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for listening. I'll see you next time.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.